Hey everybody, thanks for joining us for the newest edition of the Easy Tarot Lessons podcast. I've got one of my favorite apprentices here, Kristen, again, and today we're doing the roundabout spread. This is something that was covered in the book. If you don't have the book, just listen, you can figure it out. It's not a sales pitch to buy the book. If you do have the book, page 96, I believe. I don't know.
87 for the roundabout.
87, thank you. Hey, it's in there somewhere. And we're doing a practice spread, and I want you to be comfortable practicing as if you're reading for a real person because it makes it easier to tie cards into a meaning rather than saying, well, here, let me cut the deck here, two of coins. So it could be anything, it could be juggling finances, could be options, balance, could be job on a cruise ship. But if we tie it to a specific situation, the situation will always tell us exactly what it is. It makes it so much easier that way. So we're going to invent a client today and read for that imaginary client. And the more we know about this client, the more it will make sense. Just like if you're reading for someone, the more you understand what they're actually going through, it will change your reading from a generic set of little cards that are like islands to, or cards that are like little islands, I should say, to a more fleshed out story. So just follow along, and you might want to listen to this one once or twice. If you have your cards out, you can kind of put them down as you go, and hopefully this do well. So I've pulled out three cards, Kristen. I've got the Six of Cups, the Five of Wands, and the Tower. So I'm going to make, I have two conflicts cards here, conflicting cards here. So not conflicting, cards of conflict. I'm really screwing this up. I'm going to make the Tower the center card, the kind of Batman card, and then the Robin cards or aspecting cards will be the other minor arcana, just because the Five of Wands and the Tower work so well together. And so I've got a thing where I'm going to say we have somebody who's coming home. Let's say he's going back home to a small town. And I'm going to draw another card. I've got Justice here. This is great. Okay. I'm going to make this guy a lawyer. Justice is now a significator card for a lawyer. So our story is, here's our lawyer. He's planning on going back to a small town for the weekend. And our three card spread popped up that all hell's going to break loose. He's been gone so long. He ran away from the small town and made millions of dollars in New York as a big time city slicker lawyer, and they're looking at him kind of with mixed emotions. I mean, yeah, it's a good old boy done well, but he's got that whole New York lawyer attitude. It's just very conflicting with the small town mentality. Does that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna do a spread on that guy. And he wants us to know how his whole weekend is going to go, and he told us, there's going to be some conflicts, and that's why he's come to us, because he's changed so much, and he wonders if they're just a bunch of redneck hillbillies, and no offense to anybody, obviously, all my family was a bunch of redneck hillbillies that struck oil. My family literally was the Beverly Hillbillies. It's crazy that way. So we're doing the roundabout spread. So I'm going to put the tower as the dominant card, with the aspecting cards underneath it being the Five of Wands and the Six of Cups. So those all combine to one meaning. This is him going back home, and wow, what a storm this is going to open up. And I'm going to put Justice at meaning him, the lawyer, and his big, whole attitude of being a lawyer, because that's really what it comes down to, is I think those are going to be the issues in this spread, is that the city attitude versus the small one horse town that he's going back to. I'm going to put that as card one. So all we need is our cards 2 through 11. So let me know what you have. How is it going to work out for them?
Okay. I have in card position 2 the 10 of coins.
Oh, yeah. Run through the cards real quick. So if anybody wants to just put them down,
okay,
they can pause it. And then if not, they can just listen blindly.
Okay. Card position 2 is the 10 of coins.
Mm-hmm.
3 is the Hierophant reversed.
Wow. This guy's upside down. Yeah, okay.
4 is the King of Cups.
Uh-huh.
5 is the 4 of Wands.
I'm writing all this down, so.
Okay, 6 is the 6 of coins. Card 7 is the 6 of wands reversed. Then I got the queen of wands. The 10 of wands reversed.
Okay.
And in the 10th position, the 10 of cups. 11th position is judgment. And the 12th card was the knight of swords reversed.
So we have 1, 2, 3. We have 4 reversed cards here. The Hierophant, the 6 of Wands, the 10 of Wands, and the 9 of Swords.
Yes.
So we have 8 cards up, 4 down. And how many? We got 1, 2, counting the Significator, 3, 4. 4 Major Arcana cards. And that kind of goes with the Tower. I mean, even if we just look at Justice, the Hierophant, Judgment, and even the Queen, and the King to some extent. A lot of opinions here. A lot of like life-changing stuff. Just doesn't look like it's going to be a quick romp through the forest and then back out and back to work.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to let you do the reading, but it looks like this is going to be pretty life-changing. Good thing it came to us. All right, so card 2 is what we have. I mean, kind of what we own, what we have going for us. Given it's, a big city guy going back home to a small town. I don't know. What do you get from that?
Well, it looks like what he has going for him is that he has roots in this town. He has a history with these people. I know that's big in small towns,
That is, and the Ten of Coins is really all about tradition.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I like the old guy sitting there petting the dogs. Like, he's probably sitting there in front of the corner store on the rocking porch or rocking porch. Ah, rocking chair, swing porch swing, whatever. I need to go to a small town so I can find out these things.
Right.
But he's probably sitting out there every day just watching the world go by. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Now, again, card 3, this is interesting. In the roundabout spread, this is really what's got to change. And you mentioned that things like tradition and certain sense of values are very important to small-town mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already getting the feeling that he's like a fish out of water here.
Yeah, they may not understand him, what he does, why he moved to the big city, why he left the town, why he would even want to do that. So
how does the Hierophant fit in here reversed?
Well, I feel like maybe those opinions, those really hard and fast opinions that they have need to change and need to soften a bit.
Oh, right, right. Because we see... when we did the original spread, the little 3 cards, we saw that the Tower and, him going back, we saw the Tower and the 5 of Wands was going to cause all kinds of uproar and conflict. So, yeah, he's got the card 3 in this spread tells us what needs to change. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so he's got to get rid of that, no offense to small towns, but small town mentality or those, I'm just sensing a lot of opinions.
Right.
They may be right, about, big city folk and all the stress and crime and whatever of a big city versus a small town. But I like the way the 10 of coins and the Hierophant really work together there to show, it is so rude to say closed-minded mentality, but you know, just opinions seem to stay pretty fixed in a small, unchanging environment.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's got something going in his favor. Card four down at the bottom in the 6 o'clock position. That says somebody's looking out for him. What's your intuition telling you?
Maybe he has maybe there's a family member in the town, like, I don't know, maybe his uncle's the mayor or somebody in the town who has some pull.
Uncle's the mayor. I like that because that goes along a family member. Yeah, absolutely. In a small town like that. You know what? Let's play with that. Let's say his uncle's the mayor.
Okay.
Okay, so now we look at these first four cards, and that, you know, we talk to him and we say, okay, here's what we're getting. And he brings up the fact that his uncle's the mayor, and then we go, yeah, all right, that's the King of Coins. We say, this guy's pulling for you. And he would tell us, yes, this is uncle who's always liked me, or this guy who's trying to get me back to coming back into town, maybe open up a practice. So the client will help us fill in the gaps. But these first four cards really, they validate the spread. So before we go any further, just the fact that those four cards make sense lets us know that when we get into the future. So what we've got is based on our three card spread here, we know he's going to meet a lot of opposition just because he's, again, and I'm not in any way insulting New York, but that big New York attitude, you know, I get the sense this guy's like a real like Wall Street banker. He's used to high value, high dollar capitalism, you know, very, very brutal, you know, economic forces. You know, he shows up to work every day, works very hard, but it's a much more aggressive alpha male mentality. Is that what you're getting?
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, it's like the unstoppable force meets the immovable object. It's, you know, he's coming in there and they've just got their nice, quiet, settled ways. And plus, it's not like some tourist coming into town. This is a boy at, let's say, went all the way up to high school. You know, he was very entrenched.
Right.
So, card five. So he wants to change this, you know, make it better. I mean, how do we this spread tells us how to change the reality of the situation.
Right.
I should have clarified, and I apologize before, and we'll just make I will stop and I'll reset the table. More correctly, we were creating a scenario. We grabbed a couple of cards and we just threw them together and said, okay, we got the Tower of the Six of Coins. I mean, the Tower of the Six of Cups, the Five of Wands, and Justice. So that kind of painted us a picture. And so we knew he was going in to a burning building, literally. You know, he was going in and his reception may not be so well. So I guess the whole point of doing a roundabout spread is to figure out how to fix that, how to make it a good weekend, and then what happens as a result. The Celtic Cross, we can just read just for the sake of saying what's going to happen to us. The whole point of the roundabout is telling us how to accomplish something. It really is a how-to spread. So that brings us to card five and card six. Card five is what he needs to do to change this tower and Five of Wands conflict into something better. And card six is so card five is very Leo, very, you know, you need to have the stage presence, you need to have the intestinal fortitude, the guts to just really launch this, whatever it is. And card six is the details. So these kind of cards work together. One is the overall and one is the how to do it. So what do you got?
Well, with the Four of Wands, it looks like a celebration of some sort. So maybe he needs to attend, you know, the local, what do you call it, fair that's going on, or maybe he needs to throw a party.
Oh, that would be interesting. I mean, it's, you know, look, he makes money. It wouldn't be like, he has the resources is what we're saying. So in this particular client's case, that might be good. Why not throw a little picnic barbecue for the town? I mean, you know, buy a whole bunch of meat and sauce and get all the relatives to call their friends and say, hey, we're all going to meet at the park.
Right.
And that would go a long way. That would say a lot of, that would show a lot of generosity. Not, I'm coming in here, look at me, but just kind of getting, that would get a whole bunch of people all in the same place too. I like that.
Sure. And then it looks like with the six of coins, you know, that's a very give and take, can be a very give and take kind of card. So I almost feel like he might need to spend some time, you know, shaking hands and listening to people and talking to them and really hearing them and, you know, just being very, you know, human and not the New York City lawyer that they think he is, but just connecting with people.
Wow. See, now, when you put those two cards together, that's almost like a battle plan. That's how good it works. So this guy goes into town, and he has a moving truck full of meat and potato salad. And yeah. So, in other words, if he can cater the party without looking at catered, like, you know, our family decided to have a picnic today. But his plan is to get everybody in one place. And, you know, get around there and press palms and shake hands. Yeah, I like what you're saying. So he could stage it so it comes across very naturally. He throws a picnic for his family and their friends. And, of course, that means everybody shows up. And he's got more than enough food for everybody. But he's got them all in one place so he can take care of it all at once. And there's another thing. I'm looking at the six of coins. Every time he's shaking hands with someone or you know, reconnecting with them, there's got to be 20 or 30 other people that are going to see that.
Right. Yeah.
So even, you know, it's like, oh, he's making friends with old man Johnson. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good idea as far as building goodwill.
Right. Definitely.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So we get to card seven. So this is all about what's important to other people involved in the situation. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, we have what he needs to do in his opinion, but how are they, he's riding into town. What obstacle does he have to overcome here? I mean, what do these people need to do to find parity, to make it balance?
The Six of Wands reversed, I mean, quite literally, they just want to knock him off of his high horse. You know, show him that he's not Mr. Big Shot. You know, he's the, you know, kid that they, you know, have always known, who picked his nose and, you know.
I could see the town bully, you know, it's like, yeah, Mr. Fancy Lawyer, come here. And he gives him a noogie.
Right.
Like, you know, just kind of like, yeah, because, you know, if this guy drove in his Ferrari with his supermodel girlfriend, I don't think that'd go very well. I think that would just be such a slap in the face. But yeah. So, you know what? So he takes a few blows on the chin.
Yep.
And he's all right. So if he does that, at least, you know, at least we can say, here's what's important. Other people are going to need to demystify you, because, you know, I guess we put labels on people, of course, you know, like, well, the whole term New York lawyer, that just kind of conjures up this guy who's always wear a suit, maybe an Armani or one of those other expensive suits that I avoid. And he's always running around doing things and gets what he wants and drinks these fancy coffees. Whereas I'm thinking the whole, you know, small town, I think like lemonade and, you know, here's how you make coffee. You put it on the stove, pour some water and dump some coffee. And I'm not saying it's primitive. I'm just saying the whole mentality is just a lot more straightforward. Sure. Not so, you know, cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, Yeah, he probably should dress down a bit. He probably should just show up t-shirt and a jeans.
Right.
Not try to impress everybody with his expensive suit, because I think that'd alienate people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that Six of Wands. All right, now here's where we get into the Twilight Zone. In this spread, I really like it because it's good at spying on people. For example, we've been able, the card seven here is like the card eight in the Celtic Cross spread. We get to see what's inside other people's minds. But even more so in the roundabout spread, when we talk about the eighth card, which is like the eighth house of sex, death, taxes, or the sign of Scorpio, secrets, mysteries. This is what specifically we ask the deck. Tell us what our client doesn't know. What's hiding behind the veil? And by knowing it, we can tell them what to watch out for. All right, you tell me, Kristen, please.
It's the Queen of Wands. So it looks like he may be faced with maybe a really fiery, hot chick, maybe from his past, maybe an old girlfriend.
You know, Pippi Longstockings grew up to be, a hot single mom.
Sure.
Like, he's just thinking, I'm going to go into town, and blam, he runs right into it's, oh my God, you've grown up. Wow, I forgot my name. Yeah, the Queen of Wands is really kind of, she makes a statement.
Yeah, so I'm feeling like, he might have a little of that going on when he comes home, a little bit of a distraction.
Well, that's interesting, because that'll really throw him for a loop, because I can imagine the whole, he's probably made plans already for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday after the whole weekend's over. I'm just going to go there, and by the way, I got a business meeting. I'll put it off until Monday, because I'm going to go home and see the folks, and wow, this happens.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to leave that there for a while, because that's pretty heavy duty. I like card nine. Card nine and card ten are both, they're just like the Celtic cross spread. What do we want? What are we hoping for? And what's our goal? What are we getting out of this? And card ten, of course, is the result. So I don't know. What do you got for card nine?
Card nine is the Ten of Wands reversed. So, obviously, things are going well in the city for him. His job's going really well, but I'm sure it's stressful. And, long hours. And maybe he what really wants to go back home for a little bit of that simplicity, going back home somewhere where he belongs. And
And that's
maybe.
a good point, because this we understand this client, even though he's an imaginary client, and it's no different than reading for a real client. If we took some time to get to know him before we just threw out some cards,
Yep.
we'd know. New York lawyer, very, I'm assuming, very high stressful job.
Yeah.
Long out, exactly what you said, long hours, a lot of cutthroat activity, a lot of dealing with shady characters. That Ten of Wands really makes sense to me, just because it's reversed.
Yes.
He just wants to, strip down to his shorts and jump in the lake.
Yeah.
Like I used to do as a kid, that type of thing.
Take a load off, really, for a little while,
Yeah, just a full, complete escape.
Yeah, that's kind of what I see there.
Okay, let's stop for a moment and let's take a look at what we've got so far. So our basic core spread said, look, you're just going to walk into a nest of snakes. So we're going to cast this spread and see how we can change this based on what you got. God, he really is the epitome. I mean, he's that justice card. This guy likes his job and he's good at it, but it just seems like he wears a suit 24 hours a day, in his mind.
Yeah.
Everywhere he goes, I'm sure he walks into a restaurant and can't help but notice all the health violations or potential lawsuits. I mean, it just seems like this mentality just saturates him.
Right.
And that leads into the whole Hierophant thing. I'd see that sometimes people walk into our lives and we just feel their energy. I mean, they're just so saturated with a certain mentality that it just bowls us over. And I could see that he would run right into the Hierophant.
Right.
And then, and again, that's why card three, we have a Hierophant reversed, meaning this is what needs to change. He needs to blow through or get rid of all of that small town judgment on him.
Right.
I really like the idea of the picnic. I like the idea of, or you know, gathering or whatever, where he gets everybody together and, you know, goes out and meets people, goes back, you know, he's out there seen being just a country guy.
Reconnecting, yeah.
Really softens their image. And see this, now the Queen of Wands makes sense. It seems, I mean, if he's just out there meeting everybody, one of them is bound to be his, like you said, his old girlfriend or his girl that he grew up with, that you know, his friend that used to throw rocks at, and now she's stunning. He's like, oh, whoa. And see, that's another thing too, and not to insult big cities, but it seems that the impression I'm getting is he's used to dealing with very plastic people.
Right.
You know, people who are very disingenuous.
Yes.
And I think that the reason why this Queen of Wands comes up is I think she's got that, and I don't want to go to stereotypes, but just the kind of country girl charm, or that the whole Southern Belle type of thing, where just the concept of a really wholesome girl who, not saying one woman is better than another, but just kind of the shock of meeting somebody who's so simple, so pure in her emotions and her expression, not somebody who is nefarious or has, you know, 15 different ulterior motives. I think that's going to be a real punch in the gut to him.
Right.
Well, let's see how it turns out. 10th card, what do you think?
The Ten of Cups.
So you think his old plan, I mean, do you think this is going to work out?
Oh, yeah. Beautifully. The Ten of Cups is such a, you know, a happy card. And I love that in the card, you know, in the background, you see this, you know, scene, which is really nice, you know. It goes along with the reading.
The house in the country.
Yeah.
Now, this card is more than just a happy card. I mean, we got a lot of happy cards.
Mm-hmm.
I might be reading into this too much, but seeing that Queen of Wands and the house in the country and the fact that this guy is all stressed out, and then we look at the King of Cups down here, if his uncle's the mayor, I wouldn't be surprised if his uncle didn't have a hand in this.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
I mean, it just seems like, son, you got a lot of money. Why don't you, you know, you've done that. You're doing well. You can't spend it all in your lifetime. I mean, at least from the uncle's point of view. Why don't you just settle down here and have some kids?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, do you remember, I don't know, Sally? And then Sally just, you know, melts this guy's heart. I don't know. This, again, maybe I'm reading into it too much, but I'm thinking he might seriously start to question his whole law practice and wondering, you know, if Sally's like the girl that got away, and
right,
might be time for him to. And you know what? Maybe that tower is still. Maybe that tower really is. Maybe I misread that. Maybe the tower is he's going to go there and it's really going to change his life.
Yeah.
Because again, a tower, it took so long to build that tower. It's, you know, law school, building up a client's, you know, building up this whole mentality, and then one weekend, blam.
Yeah.
He might just move back home and get married and settle down and, you know, open up a little family law center.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, okay. So the outlook's pretty good. I like the happiness so far. Okay. This is all looking really good. Now we get down to the pinnacle or the crux of the matter in this particular spread. All this is happy, but it's no good if it falls apart at the end. We know that the townspeople feel a need to knock him down a bit. So our cards three in this spread. Seven, so three, the Hierophant reverse, seven, the what the hell is that? Six of Wands reversed, looking at it, going, what is it? And now Judgment. These are all representative of the townsfolk's feeling.
Okay.
So we know what he's gone into, and we know what they need to do. And it's kind of funny because it's kind of past, present, future. The Hierophant was the first thing he runs into. That's you know, you're now entering Smallville. Here's the sign. And then we've got the first thing he encounters is that, oh, here comes Mr. Big Shot with that Six of Wands reversed. But he's doing all this stuff. And it looks like he's going to make it. And I like, because Queen of Wands is not reversed. I think this will be a very important woman coming in his life. And then the Ten of Cups is pretty happy.
Right.
So given all that, how do you think Judgment, what's the town's general reaction to him going to be?
Yeah, I think that maybe they're going to, you know, as hard as they're going to be on him, obviously, I think
he's
still one of them. So I think they really want him, you know, their mentality is, you know, knock it off, quit the nonsense in the city, you know, come home, do the right thing. You know, marry Sally, you know, get it together.
You need to stop gallivanting around.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what? I like it. That's a good happily ever after. Now, the last card, depending on the spread, or in other words, depending on the circumstance that you're reading, the spread will either say these are either hidden enemies working against you or sacrifices you need to make. This is from either a Pisces or a 12th house point. If you're into astrology, this is a basic astrological spread, but it's been very simplified to be much like the Celtic cross spread. So it's a lot more friendly. And again, you just scribble down notes if you have to. And if you ever have any questions, go into the ATS forums, advancedtarotsecrets.com. Go to the forums. It's free. You can ask me questions there if you have any questions on the spread. I'm going to say I'm looking at this Knight of Swords reversed that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that it's reversed. I don't see that he has any enemies.
But me either.
I'm really thinking he has to make some changes, some sacrifices.
Right. I agree.
What do you get?
Well, you know, I think he's used to, you know, a really fast lifestyle and, you know, being, you know, a really tough go-getter kind of guy. And I think he needs to kind of smooth out those edges and maybe lose some of that ego.
Yeah, it is quite of a paradigm shift to going from, you know, alpha male, top of the game, you know, New York City high rise. It really crammed in with a lot of people. It's
right.
Just, you know, Flatsville. Just, you know, nice country living.
Right.
Probably money will go a lot farther, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's already got all the possessions at this point. It's just cheaper living. And you know what? More enjoyment of life. This might be the best. We should charge him extra for this because this might turn out to be the best weekend, you know, or best decision he's ever made.
It sure looks like it could be.
I mean, he's got a lot of accomplishments. He can say, I went out, I did things. I made a difference in the world. I'm respectful. I mean, I'm respected in society. But maybe it's time for him to get out of the rat race. And again, Knight of Swords, running around chasing the cheese.
Right.
I like that reversal. I like what you said about losing that alpha male attitude and also, you know, it's time to get off the merry-go-round and just...
Yeah, slow down, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what good's money if you just spend all your life chasing it? You know, you're so wrapped up in it and you don't get to just enjoy.
Right.
This is a good spread. This is a very happy spread. I didn't like it at first. I mean, the first three cards were pretty brutal.
Yeah, they were.
But Again, this spread reads a lot like the Celtic Cross spread. The cards 1, 9, and 10 are exactly like the Celtic Cross. The card 7, what's important to other people, is extremely similar to the card 8 of the Celtic Cross. But this goes in a different direction and it really shows us how to accomplish something, how it's going to work out. And card 11 tells us what's going to happen in the end run. And again, card 12, sacrifices we need to make. So this really paints a picture of how to do something. Like this would be a good spread for a business plan.
Oh,
What do you want to
definitely.
get out of it? Who's your competition? What's important to your clients?
Right.
Yeah, if you were to do corporate readings, this would be a great spread. What are your hidden assets? What do you need to know? Or if you want to go eighth house, other people's money versus your own assets.
I like that.
I should go into corporate.
Yeah, you should.
Oh boy, yeah. Look at me, Justice, Knight of Swords. Go, go, go. Oh no, I think I'll move to the country. I'll find myself a Queen of Wands with a cat.
There you go.
But
Really.
see, I want a mangy cat. This queen, I've got the right now. I'm using the one of the stars in the back, the universal weight.
Yeah, me too.
I like mangy cat.
I do too.
And just got a fox on there. So that's our spread, everybody. We walked you through it. The idea behind this is that if you don't want to just pull something out of the news, or if you want to pick on celebrities, go to TMZ.com or go anywhere. I would not like TMZ. It's a great place because you just scan through the headlines and go, oh, Lindsay Lohan's in trouble again. Okay, do a reading on it because we know, beauty about celebrities is we know just enough about them or their place in society, what they're famous for, that we can use them as a pretend client and have fun on it. I would rather do this than practicing on people or your own life until you get some real comfort and credibility. Because if you see something you don't like with a celebrity, it's just pretend. The celebrity's not going to. No real celebrities were harmed in the making of this spread. And if you do something out of the news, that's very topical and you can read up and get some information on it. Or, like I said, we can just throw together a few cards and create a client on the fly. And this type of practice will help you so that when you do start reading for your friends and family, it's not your first rodeo. It's not your first one out of the gate. You're not going to get the death card and the tower and the devil and freak out, and they're going to freak out. And you're like, oh my God, I got all these bad cards. The tarot's horrible. This is why we have mystery schools. And to this extent, or to an extent, I apologize, this free course is kind of mystery school 101. There's no bullshit here. There's vulgarity. I just bullshit. But I'm a former Marine, so I feel I can say whatever the hell I want. With the point of being polite and it has to be appropriate, but what I'm getting at is we're here to help you learn. Hopefully it's entertaining. Certainly don't want to charge you money. If you want to buy the book, great. If you don't want to buy the book, listen to these things over and over. Get the free lessons, study, maybe read other books. Just make sure they're, books that are helping you and not hindering you. But the tarot is no different than working out. A personal trainer, I can't speak today, will help you not pull your gluteus maximus. Give me a muscle, or a tendon. If you go in and just start working at the gym on your own, hey, good for you. If you know what you're doing, great. If you screw up and drop a dumbbell on your foot, oh man, that sucks. That's the same thing with the tarot. We're like free personal trainers. Sure, we charge money. We get money. But this is a community project thing where we do just to help people so that you don't have to spend money. If you we want to get you up, and we want to get you running, and we want to get you, you know, really making progress. So please sign up for the Easy Tarot Lessons newsletter if you haven't. It's easytarotlessons.com, and it's the top of the page. It says sign up for a newsletter. Just need a first name and an email address, and once or twice a month, we'll send you a little newsletter, and it says, I'll send you an email, and then the link to that is the newsletter, and you pop it up, and it just says, here's this week's interview, here's this week's lesson, here's this week's podcast, here's this week's blog. Use it or don't. It's at your convenience. It's not a sales pitch. It's here for you. But hopefully we're creating value. If you have any questions, problems, concerns, you go over to advancedtarotsecrets.com. Sign up for the free forums. Once you're there, start posting questions. There's an online practice area where you can practice your readings. You can practice your spreads. We have tarot games there. If you need personal instruction, go to easytarotlessons.com, click on personal instruction or personal private instruction or whatever, something like that. Top left corner, right below the sign up form. I'm available. I'm group lessons or private lessons. If you have any questions, you can email me directly at me@dustywhite.net. I am doing a series of free teleseminars. I hate the word teleseminars, Kristen, because they always end up like sales pitches.
Right.
I want to do over-the-phone tarot workshops. They're going to be 90-minute calls. They're going to be packed with everything that we talk about in the book. That's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. If you sign up for the Easy Tarot Lessons newsletter, you will get the notice. And I'll just make a little webpage and say, here's what you're going to learn. Here's what it's going to cost. Nothing. Show your ass up and learn. And if you can't, go ahead and sign up. And even if you can't make it for the call, I'll email you the MP3 so you can listen at your convenience. And if you can make it to the call, I'll still send you the link. And, you know, if you want to email, you know, listen to it at your convenience. But I strongly encourage, we've got 4,000 listeners, and I thank you very much. China, South America, Britain, all over the United States. A couple of people in Australia and New Zealand, yay. One in Taiwan. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We see you out there. But do me a favor. Don't spend money. Learn, you know. Sign up if you've signed up for the Easy Tarot Lessons newsletter. I can't speak today. I'm slurring and I apologize. Sign up for the damn newsletter. If you have, great. You'll be getting it. You don't have to need to sign up again. If you haven't, take 30 seconds, sign up, make sure you're getting it. We have a lot of free instruction for you, and we have a lot of expert interviews with Mary Greer. She's written 9 books. If you want to learn the tarot, Mary Greer has a lot of books on the tarot. You might want to check her out. She knows her stuff. Kipling West, who made the Halloween tarot. Judica Ills, one of the greatest witches on the planet alive today, wrote tons and tons of books. I think she's up to like 13 books on witchcraft, which is amazing. We have an interview coming up, should have been last week, but we'll get there, with the owner of the Virtual Tarot School at virtualtarotschool.com. I mean, if you want to spend money, there's a lot of good things you can spend it on. I'm not saying you shouldn't. It's just that what we're teaching you here is free, and hope you put up with us and actually learn. That's about it. You know, hopefully this is of value to you, and we thank you for being here. And Kristen, I don't know, I've been yapping. You got anything happy to say?
No, I hope that people do, you know, take you up on that and do those calls, because, you know, your teachings are invaluable.
You know what? Look, I know you're my apprentice, so your opinion might be judged to be biased.
Maybe a little, but
as honest as you can.
It's true.
tell me, what have we learned, and how do you feel about it? And this isn't a sales pitch for personal training. This is just, here's a real life student, a real life apprentice, and I have been a jerk, right? I have ridden your ass like horribly, right?
Yeah, you're tough, but you know, I stood before taking your courses. I thought I studied tarot for years, and there was just always this disconnect, and I felt like I didn't quite get it, and that I wasn't a reader, and I really wasn't a reader. And now you know, just reading your book and doing the practices and really doing the practices has made a huge difference. And now I really consider myself a reader. And that's with your help and again, with practice and just working with my deck.
Yeah, practice really helps. I thank you. Thank you very much. So just to make sure this doesn't sound like a commercial, yes, I'm available for private instruction. I'm not taking on any more apprentices, but I am going to have an advanced Tarot Secrets course coming up. If you want to really maximize your learning of the tarot, you should definitely jump on the advanced tarot course. But for right now, we have, I don't know, 7-8 podcasts. We're going to keep doing them. We got tons of written lessons. Taught you tarot manifestation for free in one of the written lessons, the Christmas homework. Please do these things. Don't just read the future, write the future. We're here if you need. You know, it's Mystery School 101. All right, I'm going to stop nagging. Thank you so much, for Kristen, for being on the phone. And you know what? Thank you guys for listening. I hope you continue, and I hope you continue studying. Email me with any questions.